Religious freedom is deteriorating in Kazakhstan. Sunday's twin bombing deepens tensions in Turkey, and a ministry celebrates freedom as India turns 61. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There's more evidence religious freedom is dwindling in Kazakhstan. According to Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith, they received an email from the director of the Almaty Bible Institute, Oleg Korotky, asking for prayer. Three Ukrainian missionaries were helping with local outreach.
A group of local Muslims and other people had surrounded them while they were preaching the gospel, and then they called the police. Well, then after the missionaries were questioned by the police, it turns out the local court then fined them $100 and then released them.
But not before they were able to share the gospel at the police station. Griffith says this could be a sign of what's to come if a new religion law is approved.
It's gone through, I think, the first of three required readings. If this finally passes the parliament in its stage and then goes to the president for signature, there are going to be pretty severe restrictions that are going to be in place for evangelical churches.
Pray Kazakh leaders will reject the proposed bill. Next, deadly twin blasts in Turkey this weekend heighten insecurities over the secular-religious rift. Sat7's David Harder says partner Turk7 feels the pressure.
Turkey is in a very tense time. The ruling political party is under trial right now to prove that it should exist. It's a very complicated scenario. Nobody knows how it will play out. So that is a big threat in the background to the stability of the country.
Christians are often singled out in times of sectarian violence. The team shares the hope of Christ through programs produced in Istanbul. Harder says no one from their ministry was hurt in the bombings. He urges prayer for them because
they are members of the community. They are the ones who can most effectively train and encourage the Christians who are living near them. And so Sat7 is working within the local community, making the programs locally because they will be the most effective to minister in the region.
You're listening to Mission Network News. On August 15th, India celebrates 61 years of independence from British rule. Yet the high rates of illiteracy throughout the nation have kept many millions dependent and in poverty. Dave Stravers is with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. He says their gospel-based literacy programs are helping many people toward true freedom. However,
the powerful forces that hold India in their grip would like to prevent the kind of revolutionary change that will happen as the population becomes literate and has the opportunity to follow Jesus Christ.
Despite oppression, church planters are only more convinced that the gospel will change the nation. Straver says they need prayer and support.
We can't meet nearly everybody that's asking us for training and the materials that we supply. We believe that probably for every baptized person, there are at least two or three or maybe eight or ten people who are following Jesus, but they don't dare to be baptized because of the fear of what that will mean to make that public statement of following Christ.
Meanwhile, farmers in Myanmar can't plant rice because most of their water buffalo died in Cyclone Nargis. Global Aid Network says if they can't plant in the next 4 weeks, the rice harvest will be poor. Myanmar is the seventh largest rice producer in the world. A poor harvest could cause shortages and starvation and threaten the farmers' survival. For just $2,000, you can provide a simple tractor for a village in Myanmar and an opportunity to share the gospel. And thousands of people heard the gospel last month through Operation Mobilization's outreach at Euro 2008, the European Soccer Championship. Volunteers from local churches offered activities and friendly conversation to fans on buses near the stadium. They also held daily evangelistic programs. While only a few people came to Christ, seeds of the gospel were planted in many hearts. Pray for those who heard the gospel, for the new Christians, and for the continued unity among local churches. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Message for the Mission, a devotion journal from Buckner International, is yours free for the asking. It's a devotional that'll inspire, educate, and bring missions experiences to life. When you request your copy, you'll be entered to win a free mission trip with Buckner in 2009. Time's running out. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.